Blog Talk Radio.
From the Gospel of Mark, just two verses. Mark chapter 4, and I would like to read verses 23 and 24. Mark 4, 23 and 24. The words of Jesus. He says, "If any man has ears to hear, let him hear." And then he goes on, and he was saying to them, "Be careful what you listen to, for by your standard of measure, it shall be measured to you, and even more shall be given to you besides." Well, those two kind of concepts sort of seem like they don't belong together. Be careful what you listen to. And the measure you give is the measure you get back, kind of thing. So, but starting with that first verse, if any man has ears to hear, let him hear. Jesus is saying, if you have ears to hear, then listen up. Pay attention to what you hear. This is one of those good turns about selective hearing. That we select to hear what it is that God is speaking, to hearing what the word of the Lord is. Last week we concluded with seeking the Lord with our whole heart. And I believe that God is saying now that we're going to listen with our whole heart to what God would, to what God would speak. So, in another section of the Gospels, in Matthew chapter 6, in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says, what? Seek first. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And what? All these things shall be added to you. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. And here in this text we're reading, it says, and more shall be added to you as well. Now, scriptures like these over the last several decades has been fertile ground for prosperity teachers. That you can have anything and everything that you want, when you want it, just name it, claim it, and it's a done deal. And it says, and this teacher came along saying, it's because we are the king's kids, so we deserve it. You know what we deserve? Nothing. But because God is God, he supplies us abundantly. And if you recall, and even today I have heard some of this kind of talk, which has made these promises or perverted these promises into legalistic voodoo. If you do this, God will do that. If you do this, or say the right prayers, or sing the right songs, I know I shared with you how our daughter-in-law was hurt and was angry at God for a long time when Seth was so sick. And the preachers kept saying, you know, pray this prayer. Read these scriptures. Sing these songs. And she tried to do all of those things. And then what really destroyed her was this statement from the preacher who said, when the chemo doesn't work, God steps in and does a miracle. Right after death died. And she said, I don't know if I can ever trust God again. I can understand. We need to be careful what we hear, and then careful also what we speak of. And what we speak needs to come from the mouth of God, and not because someone said something. We've even turned God kind of into, you know, a cosmic vending machine. You put in your faith coins, and you get out what you want. God is not a genie in a lamp that you rub just right and he grants you three wishes. God is not limited to three wishes to start with. Neither does he live in a lamp, but he is the light of the world. So be very careful how we hear, because what is promised in these situations is usually some temporary benefit. I believe that as I was asking God, what did he want to say today? It seems that I heard these words, that our choice is temporary goodies or eternal treasure. Because what is really promised are the riches of Christ, and in fact, a greater experience of Christ himself. For when we seek God first, all these things become inconsequential. When we have such a gaze and such a view of God, all these things are not nearly as important. And besides all that, they're in God's domain anyway, not in ours. Because listen to this. This is what the Bible says. He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not freely give us all things in him? How shall he not freely give us all things in him? It's from Romans 8. See, all is in Jesus, isn't it? In Colossians, we are told that in him are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. So we the children of God, are eternal beings. From the moment we were begotten of God, as Scripture says, his seed is in us. Pay attention to what you hear. See what great truths come to us from the mouth of God. And Jesus said, we live by what? Every word proceeding out of the mouth of God. And what the Scriptures tell us is that he would freely give us all things in Christ. You want to know something? God ain't stingy. God is not stingy. And we don't need to be like beggars hoping to get a little something out of God. Paul in Ephesians tells us he has blessed us already with every blessing. It's up to us to, I'll say, help ourselves to that which God so freely gives. God is not stingy. Because when I read this, that by the standard of measure, it will be measured to you, and more shall be given to you as well. More shall be given besides. And I just thought of, you know, there are some good examples of that illustrate this way of God.